Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 381 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about my very unfortunate sore throat situation this past week, her very unfortunate leg injury, and also going to talk about Kate, which we haven't done so far, but it feels like this is the time. So, we hope that you'll join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is with our friend Emily P. Freeman. She is a wonder and has a beautiful new book that's out. And we would love for you to stop by our Amazon to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. As always, we're so happy that you're here and we hope you enjoy episode 381. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, I feel like I've lived a whole life with my upper respiratory system.
You really have. From this time last week, what a journey you have been on from the time we recorded last Monday to this Monday.
What a journey. What an unexpected thrill this has been. Mm-hmm. To really still not know necessarily what I was dealing with, but it just got worse after last week.
Yeah.
And I ended up on Tuesday, I got in touch with the doctor and said, my throat feels like razors, which I assumed was strep.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, come in. So I go in Wednesday morning. I'm not going to nobody is going to be interested in all the details of this, but the bottom line is it took some real determination on my part to get the medicine that I felt like I needed for what I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
And there was a point when I went to the doctor Tuesday and I tested negative for strep. I tested negative for COVID. And the person I saw said to me, well, just gargle with salt water and use chloraseptic. And I looked at her as if I were in active labor and she had told me to take a Tylenol.
Yes.
So it's been something, and it's so much better. It is so much better. Yeah. But listen, I'm going to tell you, my tea drinking game has never been stronger.
Well, that's something. That's a win in the whole situation.
Yeah, it really is a win. And on Saturday alone, I had 3 medicine balls from Starbucks. I'm going to get another one today. I got the stuff to make a homemade one like you told me to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine, but it was not the same. It was not quite the same level. So
no.
Anyway, you know, but I'm not running fever anymore. I'm coughing like I was made for it. But it's
the lingering cough to me is the worst. And that is where I have a beef with the medical community, because I used to look forward to the cough that I would get every year, because you could go and get that good cough medicine with the hydrocodone that made you sleep the sleep of angels.
Yes.
And basically they don't give you that anymore.
No, they do not.
Addiction problems and such. Sure. I don't know.
I
get it.
But what I was prescribed for the cough part this time, I don't know. I mean, I looked at it and I thought, is this really just a vitamin D pill? I mean, it's not, but it's helpful-ish. It's not like, again, what we might have been prescribed in days of yore.
No, it's not. And now they're like, just get some Robitussin DM over the counter. And you're like, I'm going to tell you that I've tried every cough medicine over the counter. And you know, and you know which ones work for me? None of them. None of them work. None of them are going to help me sleep. I need to be knocked out cold. Yeah. And so it's a shame that that's where we are, you know. But
well, I will say, I do think that some of my ongoing issues are also allergy related, you know, because this has all occurred with the onset of pollen season in Alabama.
Yes.
So I'm sure these things are connected, but But I did experience, I know this dates myself, but, you know, Aurora Greenway, in terms of endearment, yes. the fit she pulled at the nurse's station to get yes. her daughter some medication. Mm-hmm. I sort of did that on my own behalf last yep. week about needing something to knock out the, what I felt was clearly, something that needed a steroid pack. And I had a fever that would not budge and a sore throat that was not budging after the first round of treatment. And so I just about did a victory dance at the CVS last week when I finally got that steroid pack. I was real happy about it.
Listen, I respect it. I respect it. I respect that you fought your own medical battle, that you've been on a journey and that you've come out on the other side.
If you're not going to advocate for yourself, who will, right? You know,
that's right.
Here's what I know about myself. I told Rita this last week. I struggle in situations. I am parsing some words here. Mm-hmm. I struggle, Melanie, in situations where I feel like I present an issue and someone's mm-hmm. response to me is passive. I can take a hard no. Mm-hmm. I can respect a hard no. Where mm-hmm. I struggle more is when a response seems sort of wishy-washy to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Passive, not really willing to engage. It makes me, I go full on Norma Rae in those situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I climb on top of a table and like wave my fist. I just, mm-hmm. I need a hard yes or a hard no. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, but listen, I'm working on these things. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying this is just what I've learned about myself.
No, I think it's right. I think, listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking about is that even Jesus said he does not appreciate the lukewarm church. I need you to be hot or cold. I don't want a lukewarm response.
So
I think it's biblical. I support it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have been on my own medical journey of sorts this week. Because I'm going to tell you that I think it was last Monday after we recorded, and you know the dogs were super keyed up because they howled while we were recording. It was a whole situation.
Yes.
But I went to go, and so when I'm going to take Mabel on a walk, I put her in like a harness because that helps control her a little bit, because otherwise she just chokes herself the entire walk. And so, but the problem is when I go, at some point I need to video the process of trying to get her in the harness because she's so excited that she runs and she's back and forth, and it takes like 5 tries before I finally get her to basically jump in the harness.
Yes.
And so I was in the process of doing that last week. And then somehow she scratched with her claw, like my ankle, like it just, but in the chaos and the anticipation of the walk, I didn't notice until we were like on our walk. And all of a sudden I looked down and I was like, well, I'm bleeding profusely from my ankle.
Oh no.
Like just a scratch, but like a deep scratch.
You have not told me about this. I feel like because you were trying to be sensitive to my throat situation.
I
missed something.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you now, but I'm going to say that it was, so I looked at it and I came back home and I put some like antiseptic stuff on it, you know, whatever. And I left it. Well, then I think it was on Wednesday morning. I woke up and I was like, that doesn't really look good. It doesn't look good.
Okay.
Like it's real red. Like I was like, it hurts. Like all of a sudden now it hurts. And Perry looked over and he's like, hey, that thing doesn't look good. He's like, what is, and you know where I went to, because I'm a child of the 70s, is that episode of Little House on the Prairie where 100%. Caroline Ingalls, remember, where she had cut her leg and then she thought she was going to have to amputate her leg because Charles was gone. And I thought, this is how this is going to end. Like this is going to be a whole thing. So I panicked.
Here's the good news, Melanie.
Yes.
If you should find yourself in need of an at-home amputation, you're mm-hmm. married to the right person. You're married to the right person.
Mm-hmm. When Caroline moved off campus a few years ago, we got her a Helix mattress. And she has told us so many times over the years how it's even better than the mattress she sleeps on at home. It's just the right amount of support and comfort, and it makes sure that she gets a great night's sleep. She loves her Helix mattress. Here's why. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief, safe if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. If your spine needs some extra TLC, they've got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your home, and that's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
It's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. And listen, we have a dog with only three legs. So, you know, we're familiar with these kind of things here. Perry's removed his own head shrapnel.
That's right.
Whatever. But I don't want to go down that road. And so anyway, I started putting Neosporin on it. I got some Band-Aids. I was like, maybe I need to cover it up. It's a whole thing. Caroline got home on Thursday, and the first she was like, hey, what'd you do to your leg? That doesn't look good. And I was like, oh no. So I ended up ordering off of Amazon. It's called like Terasil, this like super high powered antibiotic ointment. And I've been putting that on it and covering it up. And I'm going to say it looks much better. I'm no longer worried that I'm going to lose the leg is okay. What I'm going to tell you. But
I
it was a journey.
I appreciate that you went to Amazon instead of a doctor.
I did. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to go to a doctor for this, because here's what I was worried is that they were going to say, like, what we need to do is open it back up and give you like an antibiotic shot.
100%.
You know what I mean?
And somewhere how I feel about a wound. I get it.
And so for whatever reason, I thought I would rather risk full leg amputation than go into a doctor who is going to do something that's probably going to really hurt.
Yeah.
So anyway, it does look a lot better. I think I'm going to survive it. But listen, it was a whole thing. It was a whole situation, but it's so much better now. But it was bad.
Well, or if they had said, you know, we just need to open it back up for just a minute to pour some rubbing alcohol on it. Like, yeah, I mean, that'll make your eyes roll back in your head. So I'm so glad it's better. How big a wound are we talking about? Is it tiny? Is it like...
It was probably like, I bet 2 inches, like a 2-inch gash. Okay. I mean, she got me good. And I'm assuming it was Mabel, but what happens is while I'm trying to put the harness on Mabel, Piper comes and attacks her.
Sure.
Because she gets so it could have been Piper.
I know. Y'all, our dogs are not, they're just... Our dogs are a lot. They're a lot.
Oh, I mean, I told Perry, like, we're taking a couple of different trips where we're going to have to board them. Mm-hmm. And I dread it because I know they hate being boarded. But I'm like, if they would just be normal, we could have like a house sitter come, like normal people to come stay with them. But they're not normal. And it's like, and they turned 10 this week. And I'm like, we've had 10 years of these dogs that are not normal. Like, mm-hmm. they're just, and I love them. Listen, I love them so much, but they are such a pain in my rear end mm-hmm. is what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. But other than that, Caroline got home Thursday. So she's on spring break this week. And so she decided to come home for the first part, which we were thrilled about. And then she's taken a trip with some friends the last part of the week, which I will tell you all about next week. I'm not going to say where she's going right now, but she's taking a little trip. So I'm excited about that. So she's here and then she's leaving to go back to College Station to meet up with some friends and take their trip. So there's been that. Listen, I have watched Aggie baseball is giving me so much joy. We beat the Texas Longhorns on Tuesday, like 9-2, which was just glorious.
Yes.
Just, you know, cleared out Dishfalk Stadium because their fans started to leave by the 7th inning, which made me so happy. And then we swept Rhode Island this weekend. Yesterday, I will say, in Sunday's game, we were up 7-0, and we allowed Rhode Island to have, I believe, an eight-run 7th inning. And so...
Okay.
So we were down 11-7 going into the 7th inning, and we came back and won that game. Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen, I love this team. We're 16-0. We're ranked number 4 in the country. It feels like the Lord has given me this team for such a time as
yes,
this.
Yes, yes. What you need when you need it is what it is. Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm so excited. I love watching them play, to watch them come back. And I know it was Rhode Island and they're not a great team or whatever, but it was like to watch them battle back a game that they could have just been like, you know what, this is a Sunday game. It doesn't really matter. It's not conference. But to see them fight back made me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so we start conference play this weekend. So that'll be interesting to see. Cause I mean, listen, the SEC per usual is stacked with talent. So there isn't going to be an easy weekend.
Well, my Mississippi State Bulldogs, you know, had a little bit of a rocky start, but we've won, I think, 8 or 9 in a row have swept the last 2 weekend series and then have won our midweek games. And so, which is great. You know, you like to see your pitching coming together. I don't know where this journey will take us, but what I do know is that this past week it was really on the front end of all my throat stuff, but Melanie and I got to have a conversation for Patreon with Hayden Schott, who I feel like every time I've mentioned this to somebody over the last week, they've said, is he the one with the Careless Whisper walk-up song? And yes. He is
the one with
the Careless Whisper walk-up song. Uh-huh. And what you will hear in that episode, which will come out later this week, as sort of our hat tip to the opening of SEC baseball play, is Hayden uses the word elite a lot. He likes an elite experience. He likes an elite. he likes an elite moment. He's just, what a delightful kid. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was so much fun talking to him. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be coming out pretty soon. So just be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. And he actually hit the walk-off hit yesterday in the game in the 10th inning to win it. And I was thrilled for him. And I read later, that's the first time he's ever done that in his whole career.
Okay.
And so I just thought that was great.
I know we're not supposed to do this with the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. And I know that, and so please, you do not have to chastise me, but the whole time we were talking to him, I thought, this is maybe the most 7'7" who is ever 7.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And he has no wing. He has no wing. He's just seven.
Yep.
So fun. I loved every bit of that. Okay. I need to ask you about something we have not talked about publicly.
Okay.
Because as you know, Melanie, I don't like to speculate. I'm not really one to sit around and talk about things about which I'm not informed. But this whole situation with Kate.
When it comes to new habits to improve your life and our planet, I have a great one, switching to Real bamboo toilet paper. Real is an easy solution because once you make the switch, there's no more work. It's shipped free to your door in plastic-free packaging, and with a hassle-free subscription, it comes exactly when you need it, and you'll never have to worry about running out at home or forgetting to buy it at the store. When you use Real, it doesn't feel like you're sacrificing to help the earth. In fact, it feels like an upgrade. I love these kind of things that are just a simple solution that are a little bit more eco-friendly. Real paper is available in easy, hassle-free subscriptions or for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with free shipping and 100% recyclable plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/bigboo and sign up for a subscription using our code BIGBOO at checkout, you'll automatically get 30% off your first order and free shipping. That's realpaper.com/bigboo or enter promo code BIGBOO to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. Let's make a change for the good this year and switch to Real Paper. Real is paper for the planet. Listen, I don't feel good about it.
Here's my thing. I've just tried to sit back and go, I don't know. I don't have to know. I don't understand how these things work. I don't know the reasons for whatever's happening. So I'm just going to kind of, I'm going to be Switzerland. I'm going to sit here and be neutral.
Yeah.
But the last day, first of all, the picture that came out yesterday to commemorate Mother's Day in England, that the AP and other news sources killed because they said it had been manipulated in some way.
Yeah.
Then today, the statement from Kate that she liked to experiment with photos with picture editing. I'm like, y'all, the math on this thing ain't mathing. I don't know.
No.
I don't know what, but I'm concerned.
I'm concerned. I initially thought, you know, it's like people speculated maybe she got bangs cut and she's in hiding till they grow out.
Right.
And I was like, that's fair. We've all been there. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But we've also seen Kate out with bangs that weren't optimal. So I'm like, she's walked that journey before.
Yes.
You know, but I feel like from the time, like, because it was like she appeared Christmas and she did her Christmas thing. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, she's having this abdominal surgery. I'm going to say it gave me pause because I have had friends that have had hysterectomies. I've had friends that have had tummy tucks and other things. I don't know anybody who's had an abdominal surgery that's been a 12 to 14 week recovery.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that is. And so I was like, well, you know, I don't know. It's the UK. Their healthcare is different there. I don't know. Maybe this is what you get, you know, where it's this.
Maybe the protocol's different.
The protocol's different. Uh-huh. We're doing something different. I don't know. We knew it wasn't life-threatening. But then I feel like it coincided with like Charles having cancer. And then you've got the other member of the royal family that died suddenly. And
yes.
it feels like we're watching like season 15 of The Crown.
Yeah.
And there's shenanigans afoot.
Shenanigans afoot. I've tried to think through, again, because they all care what I think.
Yeah.
But I really have tried to think through, you know, like I thought, well, if she has a serious illness that requires a specific course of treatment and she needs to do that outside of the public eye, mm-hmm. I'm very respectful. I think I try to be of people's boundaries and what they feel like they need and all that. But I guess my deal with this is that the story around it feels so very inconsistent.
Yes.
And it feels like they keep trying to shift strategies, which mm-hmm. just makes it feel shady. And I have no idea if it's something shady or not, but it feels shady because the narrative keeps changing.
I agree. And I think, you know, and we've said for a long time, and I think that if Harry and Meghan showed us nothing, it's that the royal family needs a better PR team.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it feels like you have a lot of different people trying to weigh in with a lot of different strategies. And then somebody said, let's release this picture for Mother's Day. This will be fine. And it wasn't fine. And like, did William release the picture? Like, are they like, because I saw today that Aaron and Jamie have basically, I guess they've done their own deep dive and they've decided that it's a divorce is what they've decided.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but I do know that I trust the investigative work of Jamie Golden and Aaron.
Yes.
You know, like I feel like if anybody really has dug into some things, it's probably the two of them. But then I'm like, but is there something else? Did we have a breakdown? Like what's happening? It just doesn't feel right. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you, you know where Harry and Meghan were this weekend? And you know, because I sent it to you, they were at the Hotel Emma in San Antonio.
I'm just going to confess that when you sent me that picture, I thought, did they turn left just then and run by the gift store to get some of that good room spray? Because I don't know that that's what they have going on at their house in California, but I mean, I would understand because no place on earth smells better than Hotel Emma.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I knew that she was speaking at South by Southwest, but I didn't know that San Antonio was going to enter into that part of the equation. I guess maybe that was just like a good distance and a great hotel that was fairly close by, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it is really the best hotel. So
maybe
they decided it was worth staying there. But I had a friend of a friend on Facebook who basically found out they were there and camped out Saturday morning just to be sitting there to get a picture of them walking out. And she said, Meghan waved, and I respected it. Now, Meghan did not call me while she was in town.
She missed an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. We've had some bad blood, Meghan and I. So I understand. It's fine. But anyway, I don't know what's happening. I'm worried about Kate. It's going to be really interesting because they have said that we would see her after Easter. So I'm like, I'm afraid that there's going to be some sort of uprising if Easter comes and goes and we don't see Kate out and about.
Yeah. I want to say this one last thing about the whole photograph and the Photoshop sitch and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that it would, for me, it would not inspire confidence in a PR team if they didn't just scrutinize that thing to see if maybe there were some gaps in the editing that like a 16-year-old in Nebraska was going to be pointing out on TikTok within 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I would just like a level of just maybe a more thorough approach from a PR person than that one, because I'm not kidding. That picture came out and it was not long at all before what I saw on social media were people saying, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here? I just hope Kate's okay. And I hope whatever care she needs, I hope she's getting it for whatever reason she might need it. Or if she just needs a minute to breathe, I hope she's able to do that. But like they could do better by their people. I saw a thing last week. There's a lady, she's a PR expert who pops up from time to time on my TikTok. And she was just saying like the kind of the whiplash that you get if you watch how they're trying to steer the story but can't seem to steer the story, like it's significant. And it's like I told you, if it were just a matter of, you know, if they just wanted to settle it, then she could walk outside and wave.
Yeah, that's it.
But some reason, that's not an option. And you know, we don't know what that is.
No, and that gives me pause, because why isn't that? Why wouldn't you just be like, here she is, like whatever. But I don't know. It's very suspicious. I don't know what's happening.
One of my favorite discoveries of the new year is Factor. Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Here's what I love. Y'all know I don't really want to cook right now, but with Factor, you get these two-minute meals. You can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals. They're ready to heat and eat wherever you are. They have snacks, they have smoothies, and more. I love this because I do not want to spend a lot of time cooking. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. It's flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Head to factormeals.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off. That's code bigboo50 at factormeals.com/bigboo50 to get 50% off.
Oh, I was just going to say, in other internet news, I guess it was Friday, I had several messages from people who wanted me to see what was going on with Free People and their post.
Listen,
Free People posted something like we're wearing micro shorts now and with a picture of the shortest pair of shorts you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
And you know, the internet, I know it can be a frustrating place, but there are times where you just wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I have to say the comment section on that post, sorry, Free People, we love you. But I think what people made clear that day is no, they are not in fact going to wear the micro shorts. The comments were solid gold.
I'm going to say that whoever came up with vaginas gets a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, like I will treasure that.
Oh, listen. I mean, the comments were phenomenal.
They were so good. And the best was, is Caroline was home. So I sent her the post so that she could read the comments. Well, she didn't. She was like, she looked up at me because she was on the couch. And so I sent it to her on Instagram. And then she looked up at me. She goes, I'm not wearing those. And I was like, oh, I wasn't suggesting that. She thought that, because sometimes I'll send her if I see cute fashion stuff, I'll be like, do you like these or would you want these? And she was like, I'm not wearing these. I was like, oh, don't think that for a minute your mother was suggesting. And this is about the comments. This was about the comments on that post. But listen, there were so many that they called them Jundies, that they were Jundies.
Jundies. Listen, walk your road, Free People, but I'm not walking that one with you.
No. Nobody is interested in that. Nobody is interested in that. I'm going to tell you the other thing that came up this weekend that people were asking me about, because I think it's, you know, all about what Instagram feeds us. So Saturday, I cleaned out my bathroom, all my beauty products. I was like, I mean, it was a journey. it was something I can't even tell you. I threw out a whole trash bag of stuff that I just either haven't used or I'm not going to use or just whatever. But I took a picture and I posted it on Instagram, and what you could see was my Jones Road balm, my face balm.
Yes.
And I've had more people ask me about that. Like, they came in and they were like, hey, how do you like Jones Road? How do you like Jones Road? Here's what I'm going to tell y'all. And this is what I said. I like the Jones Road fine. It's not my favorite. Like, it's, I liked it for a while, but it feels like as it goes on, the consistency maybe is a little too greasy or something for
me. Okay.
A little bit too. And I think because I've discovered the Merit, the bronze balm, the Merit like bronzer balm, I think it's so much better. And to me, it's so much easier to use because the Jones Road just gets problematic in terms of, I don't know where to put it. My face can look real muddy. I think it's fine. But a lot of people were like, this Instagram tells me all the time to buy this. So what I'm going to tell you is, I don't know. It's not my personal favorite. It's fine. I just think there are better things out there.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying your perspective on that.
Well, I just wanted people to know. So, but I know you like it. You use it.
Yeah. Well, I use the eyeshadow. I have the balm, but I have what I use more, and now I'm not going to be able to remember the brand. I'll put it in the show notes, but I have a cheek product that I really like where you dot it on your cheeks and then there's a brush on the other end and you rub it in.
Okay.
And, But I really do like the Jones Road. I like the eyeliner a lot. I like the eyeshadow a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the things that have kind of stuck with me from that product line. The Miracle Balm is not something that I use all the time.
Yeah. No, I got to where it was too hard to use. I felt like a lot of times I would use it and my face ended up looking muddy to me because, I don't know, I probably had too heavy of a hand. But I will say that now when I go in my bathroom, my beauty products, everything is so, I have all my hair products in one place. I have all like my face products. It feels very organized. I have my makeup lined up where I have eye products and lip products and cheek. And I got ready for church yesterday and I was like, well, this is a dream to not have to dig for 10 minutes to find the eyeliner I'm looking for.
Really? Just killing the game.
I feel good about it. I feel good about it. So anyway. Well,
the big event in our house this week is that Alex Hudson turns 21 years old.
What on earth? I mean, what on earth? He was 3, Soph, when we started all this. He was 3.
3. And he turns 21 and which is, I mean, it's so fun. He was on spring break last week with some buddies and then he came home Friday and just spent one night before he went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's in a really good spot here on the eve of his 21st birthday. I feel like he's, you know, so he knows who he is. He's enjoying his life and all that stuff, but I just can't believe that he's going to be 21. So we're going to take him and his roommate to dinner for his birthday. And then they're going to go out and afterwards, and I don't know what they're going to do. And that is not my business. That is not my personal business where they're going after dinner. Mm-mm. But I don't know. I'm so happy for him, but it's weird. It's so weird.
It's very strange. It's funny because we were talking about, so Caroline will turn 21 in August and we said something about the other day. She's like, it might be fun to like take a group and go to the beach. And I was like, that would be so fun. We could rent a beach house, whatever. Uh-huh. And Carrie said, Perry goes, I don't think you're invited. No. I was like, oh yeah, I guess that would be accurate. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not your trip. Not your trip.
I was ready to plan a family vacation.
I know. Yeah, we got Alex, and we did. I've mentioned this before, but we got him Zach Bryan tickets because Zach Bryan's here not this weekend, but the next weekend.
That's going to be so good.
And so we got him tickets, and so he has plans to do that. That's kind of his 21st birthday present. And then we have a couple of little happies for him. But man, just what a blink, you know?
Yeah,
it's just what a blink. Yesterday, I was cleaning out and in the kitchen and found a letter he sent me. I posted it on Instagram, mm-hmm. I think, when he was 13 and he had not gotten me a birthday present. And he wrote me a long letter about how he just wanted to apologize for not getting me an actual present. And
God love him.
I know. What a fun thing to get to, you know, just bear witness to somebody's life over a real long time. And so it'll be fun to celebrate him on Thursday and fun to watch him kind of navigate this next little part of his life. But it's been a fun road getting to 21, I will say.
Golly, I know. And I just think it's having Caroline home this week. I'm like, God, adult kids, because she's so dang funny. And we laugh so much about so many things that are really highly inappropriate.
That's right.
That my young mom self would have been like, I can't believe that we're talking about this in front of our
kid.
Right.
Please don't corrupt my child. Mm-hmm. And then, and here we are.
We aren't going to watch SpongeBob SquarePants because da-da-da. And I'm like, and here we are. Mm-hmm. Here we are on a whole other side of this journey. But man, it's so fun.
I know.
Well, happy birthday to Alex Hudson, our first of our babies to become a full-fledged grown-up.
Happy birthday, Alex Hudson. You're a good one.
He is a good one. Y'all know that one of the things I'm always doing is adding different supplements and routines, and the best thing I've added in the last year is drinking AG1. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple, and AG1 is just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, clear, and ready to start my day. I love that with this one easy thing, it covers my bases with high-quality ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food source nutrients. I know when I drink my AG1 daily that I am going to feel that extra boost. I gave it a try because I was so tired of counting out all my different supplements and different pills and all the different things I was taking. And one daily scoop of AG1 covers all my nutrient gaps, supports my mental and physical health. I feel so much more energized. I don't get run down in the afternoon. I feel so much better. AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to complicate your routine, because life is complicated enough. If there is one product that I really strongly recommend to elevate your health, it is AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. If you'd like to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
Also, before we move on today, we would be remiss if we did not say thank you to our podcast listeners for the very kind reaction y'all had to our Dallas live show ticket situation. Yes. We really, that was a big leap of faith for us to one, go to Dallas, and then we, you know, do that second show. And so both of those are sold out, and just thank y'all so much. That is above and beyond, and we appreciate it.
It really is. And it's going to be so much fun. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm excited about Birmingham, and we have our Birmingham t-shirts for sale. So we'll link those in the show notes. If you want a Big Boo Beeham shirt, which that graphic is so good.
It's so cute. Thank you, listen, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lindsay. You killed it. And so anyway, those are coming up. I'm excited about that show. It was funny because Caroline and I were talking, because I was like, God, like, spring break's over. I was like, then you have Easter, and then she's getting her Aggie ring. And I was like, then we've got the live show. And then pretty much the semester's over and summer has begun. Like, it's just crazy.
I know. I don't think about life in terms of school life anymore. You know, that was kind of a hard habit to break. But then I don't. But it did dawn on me yesterday when the time changed. And I thought about when I was coming, I went to Montgomery and spoke at a church on Saturday, when I was coming back and all the traffic was going to the beach. And I thought, oh, the school year's almost over, because, you know, because it's, listen, it is all downhill, and it's a fast downhill from post spring break to the end of the school year. And so the live show will be here before you know it, the one in Birmingham. And then
can't wait.
We'll turn around and it'll be the same for Dallas. So
we're
excited.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun.
Alrighty, so is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites, and I'm going to kick off with something that yesterday that I thought when I put this on my five favorites, I was like, well, this is peak middle age right here. This is peak middle age, how excited I was about this. So I think I mentioned on last week's podcast that I was cleaning my house. And as I was cleaning my house over that weekend, my vacuum cleaner died.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened. It just all of a sudden something smelled horribly burned, and then it quit working. And I've had it a long time. And so I started reading about different things. And we have hardwood floors. So we have, I'm trying to think, let me think. We have four rugs in our house that need to be cleaned. And our dogs don't shed.
I mean, they shed, but they've got short, dark hair. But I was like, what is the best vacuum for pet hair, et cetera? So it led me to this Bissell swivel upright vacuum, and I ordered it off of Amazon. It was like right over $100 because I'm not interested. A vacuum is not a place I want to spend a ton of money. You know, like I'm not interested in your Dyson. I'm going to tell you that I got this vacuum in. I immediately took it out of the box when it came in. I vacuumed. I'm going to say that I was horrified by the amount of dust and pet hair that was currently residing in my rugs that my old vacuum was not getting up. But this thing would suck the guts out of a cat, is what I'm telling you. Okay. It.
Listen, I just added that to my cart because our vacuum is old. Mm-hmm. And it does not do a great job. And so when we have our house cleaned every couple of weeks, our housekeeper brings her own vacuum.
Yes.
I do not have a good vacuum for the in-between, and I'm ordering this one right now.
No, I'm going to tell you, it's easy. The canister is super easy to empty, you know, because we don't do vacuum bags like we used to in the 70s, but the canister is super easy. But I could not believe, like I was like, well, we've been living in squalor is what has happened. Like,
all right. I just ordered it. It's on the way. Be here Wednesday.
Yeah. Like our rug in our living room looks new now. Like it made it so clean. Like it's just, I can't even believe how much it sucked up. Frankly, it really grossed me out, but it was satisfactory also. So, you know.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, by the way, but Hazel hates a vacuum.
Okay, that seems to reason.
Hazel will try to fight a vacuum. She she wants to attack the vacuum. She feels the same way about my printer. If I were to print a document right now, if she heard that printer start to warm up, she would lose her mind. And so that it's always a thing in our house where if I'm going to vacuum, I have to get David and say, "Will you please take Hazel outside so I can vacuum?"
Yeah.
So, but maybe this new vacuum I'll be able to introduce in a more gradual, more gentle way that will work for her. We'll see.
I don't feel good about it. I think she's still going to hate it. I think she's still going to hate it. But anyway, it's fine. So it's a really good one. The next thing is I had some gold hoop earrings that were very similar to these because I love the ones that you and I have that are just the super thin ones, but sometimes I want a little bit heavier. And I had some, but the latch got to where they were too loose. I lost one at dinner. It was a whole situation. So I was like, I need some different gold hoop earrings because I like ones that don't, I like them when they're a full loop, because if they're just a half loop, it's like your hair gets stuck in them. And I don't like having to keep up with backs of earrings.
And same. So I need it to be one piece. I want a one piece situation with my earrings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I ordered these on Amazon. They're great. They're a great size. They're a great weight. They latch like a dream. They're a perfect everyday hoop earring. Listen, I love my gold hoop earrings. They're my go-tos. So these are really good. And they're like under $15.
And they have a 20% coupon.
Yeah. So look at that. I mean, even better, but they're just a really, cause I love those ones that you and I have that are those super lightweight ones.
Yes. I wear those all the time.
Me too. But sometimes I want something that shows up a little bit more, and these are a little bit thicker, but they're not too heavy. And so they're really good. And that was one of the things I did when I was cleaning out my bathroom was I also cleaned out my jewelry and kind of got it down to what I actually wear on a regular basis, as opposed to having to sort through 600 necklaces that I would never still put on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that is very impressive. That's, man, you are just goals this week, Melanie.
I needed to get organized. You know how that goes. So, okay, the next thing is, as you know, because I've texted you about it, I have been looking at various sandals, trying to figure out my summer sandal situation. So, yes. I have my first winners. And so this is a flat sandal. This is just kind of like to wear with like jean shorts, but I think they'd also look cute with dresses or skirts or whatever. They are called the Kami Huarache. You know, my 80s loving heart, they had me at Huarache.
They had you at Huarache, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, these wrap sandals, they're Free People. I would not wear them with the vaginas. I'm going to tell you that. But but I got them in gold. They're super cute. They're like, they look like a Huarache at the front. They've got the little bands and then they wrap, which I'm not going to wrap them all the way up my leg. I just would wrap them delicately around my ankle, which I can't do right now because of my aforementioned leg injury.
Sure.
But I really like them. I think they're really cute. They're just a great little sandal. They're under $100. And so this was my first sandal winner of the summer for me.
They're so cute. I need to talk to you about the wrapping part.
Yes, yes. Talk about it.
Well, I've never had any sandals that wrap because I guess I feel like I can't put them on in a hurry and I can't take them off in a hurry. I don't
know if that's accurate.
It is accurate? Okay.
It is accurate. Okay. I mean, you're not going to be able to slip these on or off. But I will say the thing, I was unsure about these when I ordered them because I didn't know what this, I've tried wrap sandals before where I'm like, that just isn't working for me. Here's what I will say though. This leather is so soft on these.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a difference maker.
That it feels really easy. Like, and it's kind of, and the wrap is long enough where I'm like, you could really play with them if you're going to tie them in the back or the front or whatever. And I think for me, the difference is like, I'm not going to have them go way up my leg or anything like that, but just to have them kind of around my ankle is real cute. And so, I like them a lot. So they're definitely
so
not
so cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. And they're definitely not like a slip on and off sandal, but I think they're a really cute sandal that would look great with dresses and things like that. So I'm excited about them.
Okay. I think they're going to be very versatile. I think you're going to be able to wear them with a lot for sure.
I agree. I feel good about them. And it is because that leather is so soft. It doesn't feel, because I was like, if this is all too stiff, this is not going to work. Like, lot of potential for blisters, you know, but sure. It's soft enough that I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
So my next thing is because I've had a couple of trips. Perry and I are going to New Hampshire for a speaking thing. And I know I'm going to need a bigger suitcase for that. And what I have done in the past, because I'm a grown up, is I've gone to Mimi and Bob's house and been like, can I borrow y'all's large suitcase? Because all I have are my carry-on size. But I finally was like, you know what? I'm a 52-year-old woman. I probably ought to get my own large suitcase that I can take places. I didn't want to spend a ton of money on it, but I was like, I just need something that'll hold up and that I can take when I need a bigger bag that I'm going to actually check. And so I bought on Amazon this Swiss Gear expandable soft side large rolling bag. I bought the 29-inch one and it's big, but I'm like, if I'm going to check a bag, then I'm going to check a big bag.
That's
like,
right.
I'm not going to try to, because like, I want to have room to just pack all my stuff and all my shoes and my sweaters and all of that stuff. And so this one came in, it's really well made. It's a great rolling bag. If you need a suitcase, it's good. Listen, I'm a fan. So,
okay. Does it roll?
So anyway, I've got that.
You don't pull it behind you, I'm guessing. Does it roll like to your side? Does it roll like that? Or does it roll because you pull it behind you?
No, it rolls to your side.
Okay.
You know, so it's got the root wheels that go whichever way. So I just thought, I've got enough now, like thinking about coming to the live show in Birmingham. Like, I'm like, that's a lot of outfits, you know?
Sure.
So I can't fit all that and my thing about a hard side bag is I know that it's great in terms of whatever, but I need to be able to really stuff a suitcase full of stuff.
You need the flexibility that a soft side offers.
Yes, because I will sit on that deal to make it really stuff a lot of stuff in. And
yeah.
So I need that ability. So this one is good if you're looking for, there again, it's like a great price point. It was a good suitcase. And I'm like, if it lasts a couple of years, great. That's all I need. Not because anything's happening to me in a couple of years, but
sure.
I can buy another one.
But thank you for clarifying. We appreciate that.
My last thing, this was, I went and got my hair cut and colored, I guess, last week. And my hairdresser, she said, I'm going to use this product on you. It's amazing. We just got it in. And it is the Wella Ultra Repair Miracle Hair Rescue. She said, you are not even going to believe how this makes your hair feel. It's unbelievable. Like, it made my hair so soft. It felt so good. I used it last night and I just let my hair dry by itself. But it is a great hair rescue, but it's also like a styling spray. So you can put it in and then it's a heat protectant. It does all the things.
Okay.
It smells great. It's just a really good product to spray in your hair. It works as a detangler. I'm just a big fan. So, anyway, if your hair is in need of some repair, and I think with summer coming, all of us require a lot of our hair, this is a really good one.
Is Wella a brand that was around in the 70s?
It is. It is. Don't you remember Wella?
Yes.
I don't remember who used to. I want to picture Brooke Shields, but I don't know that that's right.
Right. What's happening at your house right now? Is everything okay?
Caroline just got out of bed.
Okay.
And she came walking out, and it's like the dogs, it's like a whole new day that they've realized like she's home and they want a treat. And she was looking at me trying to be so quiet, and they were not having it. They were not having it.
I'm going to say the dogs gave it away that something was going on.
Yeah. It wasn't Caroline's fault. She was being quiet, but everything else really fell apart there.
Sure. Well, it's okay. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
All right. Well, thank you for the five favorites. Thank you for the new vacuum. I didn't know I was going to get today, but I certainly need it. So we're all so thankful for that. And I think probably too, I'm going to have to really consider my thoughts and my belief system where sandals that wrap around my ankle are concerned.
Yeah.
Because they're so cute. Oh my gosh.
They're so cute. It's just something to ponder in your heart. Everybody has to take that journey for themselves.
Yes.
But I will say I've tried a lot of wrap sandals, and these are the first ones where I'm like, no, this is actually going to work. Oh, there's Hazel. Hazel got jealous.
Well, it's because David started to print something. And so she heard the printer start up. But it looks like nothing. She's just looking at it now like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It doesn't bode well for her vacuum journey.
It really does not. It does not bode well for her vacuum journey at all. It does not. She's going to sit here though. She's staring at that thing. Like, what you going to do now? What you going to do now? Huh?
Yeah.
Printer?
Yeah. Bring it on. I'm ready. I'm ready.
She is ready. Well, everybody, thank you as always for being with us this week. Thank you for just your general delightfulness as a group of listeners who will support us with the live shows and whatnot. And we'll be back next week with Lo even more fun.
That's right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.